The Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner rolling right along here on Sunny 99.7, yourfortdodge.com, playoff edition for baseball and softball. Speaking of rolling right along, Fort Dodge Dodgers rolling right along the softball program at home tonight in the regional semifinals. And my guest to talk about it is Coach Andy Adams, the history maker. Coach, good to have you on the program. Thank you for the time.
Glad to be here, Rob. Thank you as always.
You guys are rolling right along, Coach. You've kind of found something here in the last few weeks. You've won most of your games by a mercy rule type of thing, but then you turn around on Wednesday night, and had a 1-0 battle with ADM. I'm assuming that was kind of the thought process of scheduling them to have a battle like that before you get into the postseason.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that ADM has a quality program. They're always ready to play. And, you know, we knew that their pitcher in Yanga was going to give us what we needed to see before the postseason. I mean, we needed the pressure. We needed the difference of, you know, we weren't on our home diamond. You know, it was a little bit, you know, rough in the mound with the clay and the new field and just a different atmosphere. And, you know, both coaches, you know, Lindsay from Adel and myself, we were just ready to play a hard, you know, fought game, which we knew was going to happen. I knew she had around 190 strikeouts, and I said, you know what, there's nobody better than facing a pitcher like that.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take on that. You faced some really good pitching throughout the season. Kiara Jungers for Newell Fonda, Chalupa from Muscatine, Yanga now from ADM. Do you feel like Yanga's as good as anybody you've seen all year?
Absolutely. She travels around in travel ball, you know, in all across the country. And, you know, I knew, you know, from even last year, you know, when we faced them and played them, you know, Adel's just a solid program. They've always been, you know, very good for many years. And, you know, it's exactly what we needed to see. And, you know, just her presence on the mound, she's a gamer. And, you know, she just spins it, throws it. She's a lefty. And we needed to see it.
Coach Andy Adams, my guest, Fort Dodge softball. Dodgers open at Harlan Rogers tonight at 7 o'clock first pitch in the regional semifinals. You can hear the game tonight. It's going to be on 92.1. It'll be on 92 Rock instead of Sunny 99.7 here as St. Edmund Baseball will be playing here on Sunny. So on 92 Rock, we'll have the Fort Dodge softball playoff opener tonight. Coach, I've said all season long, and you and I have kind of agreed on, you've been coaching with the eyes on the state championship. I feel like the ADM challenge, going through a one-run game, having to execute all those things, I think that this is a whole thing of putting your team in an uncomfortable situation so they'll be comfortable in those situations going forward, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we know, especially in 5A, that, you know, the teams that you play, that's why we put together the schedule that we have in the last 3 weeks. You know, unfortunately, was, in my opinion, the girls were just rolling too much. I could see it. You know, we could see it at practices. We could see it, like, even during games. And we're just like, this isn't what the reality is for what – if our true goal is going to be, you know, to – not just get there, but to win it and to do everything that we can, we've got to put more pressure on them, whether it's, you know, during our practices, during, you know, a game, you know, which we played with Adel, you know, to make things harder. Because once you get, you know, if you're lucky to get to the state tournament, because I don't know how many people have said, well, are you going to win it this year or what? And when people say that, it's like taking a knife and just, you know, just turning it in my gut, because people just do not understand how hard that is. It's not easy, regardless of what team you have. You have got to play on every single moment of a game. And, you know, the teams that we play, you know, the 8 teams that make it to the state tournament this year will, you know, I likened it, like I told, you know, Chris Johnson for the Messenger, to, you know, being in a coliseum, you know, back in the days where you had gladiators fighting, and literally the last team standing will truly be a gladiator, because every team that's going to make it will have their strength, whether it's hitting, pitching, fielding, you know, you name it. It's going to be an absolute gauntlet, and the winner will truly have deserved that. And so that's what we have to show the girls that it will be a pressure situation. It will be loud. It will be exciting, but to also embrace it and to understand that their hard work, you know, that they put into the dark will pay off.
Yeah, well, absolutely come to light. And you mentioned there a little bit of being, sometimes we can be spoiled. When we get used to things happening, we can be spoiled and not kind of understand and appreciate the accomplishment. Sometimes we have to look at enjoying the journey. And I think you hit on that a little bit. But on the flip side of that, I believe that it's been the great performance. It's been the work that you've put in, what you've done in your two decades here, what the feeder program has done, what your players throughout the years and this current group have done that have created those high expectations.
Absolutely. And when we look at everything that we've, you know, accomplished, it honestly is not just, you know, us by ourselves. It is truly, you know, we're part of the community. We are, you know, what we do is a result, a direct result of our community, the parents, the families, the fans, all of the businesses that have helped us get to where we need to be. You know, we truly have such support, you know, that we actually, you know, when we did a team time, we during the practices that we've had all season, I've been giving them popsicle sticks, and they really had no clue what we were doing. On our calendar, we had a stick house, so they assumed we were going to make some sort of, you know, house or craft. And they created a big Dodger house with all of the support, writing quotes on it, you know, to show them that it's not them by themselves doing this, but it's, you know, not just the team. It's not just the parents. It's not just any of that. It's way back in the very first part of when they started playing ball, whether it was for Pride, for Rec, for anybody, that every single person involved in making them who they are today as players, as people, as human beings, you know, that's what it's about. It's not, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, what has prepared them for this level of ball. And we just have to hope that we've, you know, all done our job.
Coach Andy Adams is my guest, Fort Dodge softball. The Dodgers are at home tonight, Rogers Park, 7 o'clock first pitch, regional semifinals. The journey toward the state tourney begins. Coach, you've got to win five to win it all. We've all talked about that has obviously been the expectation. That's been the goal. But it's also one of those things where you can't get caught looking ahead, right? I'm sure the message going in is one pitch at a time.
Well, you have to have goals. You have to have long-term goals, and you have to have short-term goals. We talk about, you know, not looking at the staircase. Rather, you have to look at the step, and whatever we have to do to get to the step, you get there one game at a time, one pitch at a time, one out at a time. We break it down a lot for them. This group actually is quite hilarious to me when it comes to literally having no clue who we play, what they do, why they do it, because all they care about and what they're concerned with is how they respond to things, what we can do as a team. You know, if you worry too much about what other teams do, you get lost in the fact, well, this is what we have to do in order to win. And that's kind of the mental aspect that we've taken, you know, all year long is what does our team do well? What are our strengths to win games and not necessarily what other teams do? Certainly we have to know what type of pitcher they are, you know, where are their big hitters. But let's face it, you know, your top hitters are going to be your 1, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, you're going to have another leadoff somewhere there, and then you're going to have it start again. So, you know, we're getting to the point now where these people have played enough ball, any teams that we're going to play, that they're all going to be ready for what we give them. So we have to kind of change some things up, mix it up, you know, and do what we can. But, you know, one game at a time, that's been the mentality. You know, this team, they know what's ahead of them. They know the pressure. Instead of feeling it as pressure, they just have to use it as strength and support to do, honestly, what many athletes dream of. It's something that you can't ever take for granted or get back. And so I think they've bought into that, and we are very blessed as a staff to know and understand that.
Coach Andy Adams, my guest, Fort Dodge softball. Dodgers at home tonight, Rogers Park. That game will air on 92.1. Again, that'll air 92.1. Of course, your FortDodge.com tonight, 7 o'clock first pitch. Dodgers in the regional semifinals tonight. Coach, let's talk a little bit about T.K. Dosser. We haven't talked since T.K. broke the program home run record. Certainly a fitting accomplishment for her. She's earned it. T.K. has been absolutely on fire. I think I saw where you were quoted as saying that as a senior, she's kind of given her back to the team and said, jump on.
Oh, she has. I mean, she's literally that player. I mean, every coach wants seniors, you know, to have the mindset of, I got you. I will lead you. Let's go. You know, come with me. And you know, and that's where we are right now. And TK is just, she's taking that leadership as the general of this team. And she knows what it needs to be done. She's been playing for me, you know, for quite some time, you know, even beyond, you know, high school. But as far as the high school, she's been, you know, starting for me since her eighth grade year, taking on challenges and roles that she may not necessarily have, you know, has been ready for at that moment. But she's learned to accept that. She, you know, accept the criticism, accept the praise, accept everything that's been at her, but she understands that the game itself doesn't care if you're having a bad day or if you broke up with your boyfriend. You know, she understands that. She's been teaching, you know, everybody, hey, this is what we have to do. Let's do it as a job. And you talk about somebody who steps up and does what she's supposed to do. I mean, even in the ADM, you know, ADM game, she's the hit that we had, and then she ran all the way to three, knowing that every 60 feet we have, you get closer and closer. That's how you're going to score. And she just knows that. She's a gamer. Her softball IQ is insane. And her leadership is second to none.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about Jaylen, too, here. You know, I've made the statement that every time I think I've seen Jaylen's best, she does something to exceed that, and I get to the point where I don't know what to expect or where to set the bar, because she keeps just obliterating the bar every time that I see her. A shutout the other night against ADM. I'll be honest with you, I've said this, and I'm not just saying it because you're on the program and you're her not only coach and her mother, but I've said this. One game scenario in the state of Iowa, if I can have Jaylen Adams in the circle, I feel good about my chances to beat anybody.
She's wanted that role, you know, since she was little. She's been in that position every year. She has a setback. You know, it's typically at the state tournament, which she's lucky. Not a lot of kids can say, well, I'm doing this because it's state. You know what I mean? And she's definitely somebody who has, you know, seen me throughout my entire career, you know that we just don't take anything for granted, you know, even going to there, getting there, but doing, you know, what we need to do to get to where we were last year in the finals and then beyond. She's a kid that she's given up a lot to get to where she is, and she's okay with that. She has she's not cutting the corners that, you know, she may have felt like she did before, which kind of makes me giggle. Even against ADM, she told me she was off. She felt off, and we were there with the ADM coach, and she's like, huh, you were off and you struck out 11 of my hitters. I don't know how off that would be. And I just kind of started laughing. And I know what she meant by, you know, the mound not being right and whatever, but I'm glad it was a stressful scenario for her, because I'm telling you right now, we have the best yet to see from Jaylen Adams, with the goals that she has written down, put in her room, you know, lots of different things. The mindset there is, you know, we've got some ideas of, you know, I honestly have to get out of her way and let her do what she's worked, honestly, her whole little life for. So as her mother, I couldn't be more proud. As her coach, I couldn't even be more proud. But you know, to see somebody with the work ethic and the spirit and honestly the soul that she has for the game and the love of it is pretty inspirational.
Yeah, it is, and I think one of the things that I love about Jaylen is just her work ethic, and she's one of those kind of special people. There are certain people that you meet in your life that you can tell from what they do, they are never satisfied, no matter how successful they are. I look at people like Nick Saban at Alabama. I look at some of the things that I see from you. I see some of the same things. To me, that's a pretty special thing because a lot of people don't have that, and she does. And I think that's where we're starting to see that manifest itself now.
I think so, and it's funny because I just tell her, you know, people are just like, "Wow, I bet she can't wait to get to Iowa." And I said, "Well, she doesn't want to grow up too soon. You know, she's got goals she wants to do for her high school team. You know, and these are her best friends that she's been with her whole life, and
right.
You know, she wants to make sure that she does them right and helps them with their goals as well. She knows, and the way that we practice." Is literally the way that we play in a game. We don't leave a practice clean. The girls are absolutely filthy by the time they're done. They're covered in dirt, scrapes on their knees, arms, faces, everything. I mean, you know, TK got hit in the face several times last night and just shook it off, even in the throat. And she just, you know, you've got players that they almost welcome that because without the pain, you don't get the glory. And they understand it and they know it. And I'm truly just having a blast. And the staff that I have is absolutely tremendous, you know, and the support. It's just a dream come true. And when you see players like that, it makes you want to be a better coach overall for the program. And my players have inspired me to do that.
Coach Andy Adams has been my guest from Fort Dodge Softball. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight as the playoff journey starts. Looking forward to being out at Harlan Rogers. I'll have the call on 92 Rock tonight, 92.1 on your FM dial, 7 o'clock first pitch. We're fired up for it, Coach. It's the journey to the state tourney. I know you're fired up and you are looking and focused at one at a time, but I'm looking at the number 5. Because the number 5 means the big gold trophy stays in Fort Dodge.
I sure hope so. And I tell you what, if you haven't come to see these girls play, you need to come and watch. No more excuses. Get out there because to watch a team like this, you don't get many opportunities or chances, and now's the time to do it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time, Coach.
Thank you, Rob.